On Saturday evening, Eureka police responded to a report of a sexual assault on Fairway Drive in Eureka near the golf course. The victim reported that she had stopped to help a man who appeared to be in need of assistance. Instead, she was assaulted. The suspect is described as an adult white male who was wearing a black hoodie, a mask over his face, blue sweatpants, and gloves. On Tuesday, Eureka detectives released the photo of a bicycle they believe may be connected with the assailant, who, according to police reports, committed a violent and brutal attack. The bike was found abandoned on a property on F Street, not far from the site of the assault. Anyone with information about the suspect or the attack is asked to contact the Eureka police, including Detective Peter Kress or Detective Ronald Harpam. On Monday morning, Eureka police officers conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle with a broken windshield. The officers contacted the driver and passenger, and that passenger, 28-year-old Fortuna resident Richard Fireball, admitted he had a bench warrant out in his name. The officer placed Fireball under arrest, and a search of his person turned up more than 4 grams of crystal methamphetamine, burglary tools, and a loaded .38-caliber Smith & Wesson handgun. Fireball was booked on several charges, including the warrant, drug possession, and weapons charges. Two people could be charged for their involvement in a hit-and-run collision that occurred at the intersection of Booner and I Streets on March 13th. The suspect vehicle was registered to Chelsea Eisenberg, whose truck stalled at Wabash and E Streets. After officers spoke with her, they believed she was providing false information. Officers determined Eisenberg's fiancé, Julio Gonzalez, was driving the suspect truck with a suspended driver's license at the time of the collision. Gonzalez told police he fell asleep and then fled the scene due to his license status. Eisenberg is facing obstruction, providing false information, and conspiracy charges, while Gonzalez is facing hit and run, driving while suspended, and conspiracy charges as well. The case has been referred to the DA's office. And the Animal Control Unit of the Sheriff's Office was dispatched to the area of Palmer Creek Road and Valley Road in Fortuna to investigate a report of 5 abandoned puppies. Animal control officers found 6 puppies in a gray Rubbermaid-style tote. There were no air holes in the tote, and small holes in the handles were covered with duct tape as well. The puppies were dehydrated and malnourished, and they were taken to the county animal shelter for treatment. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And a statewide civil alert and be on the lookout has been issued by the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office and the CHP regarding an elderly missing person from Ukiah. On Monday, deputies were dispatched to a residence in Ukiah to investigate the report. Deputies spoke with the missing man's son, and he learned that his 75-year-old grandmother, Elna Jean Koopman, had gone missing. Koopman is a white female adult with brown-gray hair, blue eyes, and is approximately 5'7 and weighs 160 pounds. She will be driving a white Toyota van, license plate number 5HGN279. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In mid-March, the body of 70-year-old Eureka resident William Waldron, a known transient and familiar to local police, was found partially burned at a campsite in Cooper's Gulch off 14th Street in Eureka. An autopsy determined that Waldron died as a result of smoke inhalation, although the exact manner of his death remains unclear. Chief Merle Harpam commented on the investigation, saying,
"The guy had drug in some wood pallets, keep him up off the ground, probably, and it caught on fire. And he was, my guess is he was probably intoxicated, fell onto the pallets that were on fire and didn't get off."
Chief Harpam also commented on the location of Waldron's camp.
"It's used, but it's not as used as some of the areas closer to the waterfront, closer to the services."
Humboldt Bay Fire found the body after being called out on a report of a fire. A Eureka detective was then called to the scene, as was the coroner's office. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.